Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
We have a really packed up show here. Just as expected, Murphy signed the 7 bills that restrict the rights of law-abiding gun owners in New Jersey. There's nothing to fight crime. There's nothing about the gangbangers and the criminals. A1302, ammunition registration. A1765, it's an industry killer bill. Someone shoots someone, they want to sue the gun manufacturers. A4368, micro-stamping. We're going to get into more of that next week. A4370, ban on gun ownership without training. Okay, that's a good one. Senate Bill S1204, registration double standard for new residents. Yeah, new residents coming in, you are going to get hosed. S2846, 10 years in jail for previously legal kit guns. And S2905, bans 50 caliber firearms. It was expected. At least it didn't get out of committee or didn't get voted on, that storage bill, which I like to know who actually wrote this. Get him in here. Who actually wrote that? Your guns have to be locked in a safe here. The ammo have to be locked in another safe over there, another room or whatever. Someone's breaking. Hold it. Wait. Wait till I get my unlock my gun safe. Meanwhile, you know, don't do any forced entry. No home invasion. You know, don't rob us. But such is in New Jersey. Hey, man, on the freshwater and fishing front, bass fishing is hot. Pickerel fishing is hot. Next Saturday at the Salem Canal, the Top Rod Bassmasters will host an open buddy tournament, rather. Fishing time from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Go to sjbca.org. That's the South Jersey Bass Club Association for more information on the remaining open buddy tournaments. And I got a freshwater front. Just have to say, I did a blog on it. It's, you know, I'm just writing, you know, you're writing about the tuna, you're writing about the blue, you're writing about all that stripes, all that good stuff. The Saturday, last Saturday was July 2nd. What a treat. So I have a family, actually it was the aunt and her nephew and niece, and they were knocking the snot out of big bluegills at Pacon Lake Route 9 there in Tuckerton. Okay, it was just so much fun to see. The little girl especially, I think it was Chloe, she was a whirling. She was up and down all over that boardwalk. The older brother, Liam, he's swinging a few, but he's the cool. He was bro. He was cool, you know. But it was great to see families fishing, seeing the youngsters fishing. It was just a pleasure. Demir and I, we set our chairs down. We were waiting for the fireworks, waiting for some people we were going to meet. And we looked at each other and said, man, when's the last time we did it? And I said, we do it a couple of times a year. Like when the bluegills are on the beds, you know, we'll do the poppers, sponge rubber spiders. Denise knocks a snot out of them with the little trout magnets. We hadn't done it, all year, except for ice fishing one time. We hadn't done it all year. We said, you know, let's get back to it. When you see the youngsters having that much fun, and one of the greatest sounds to me, the laughter of children, especially when they're fishing or camping or crabbing or whatever. So we went out, and we caught some bluegills, and we caught some big blues. Denise, there's a photo of my lovely DeMarie in that blog as well. Okay, coming up, Saltwater Underground host Nick Honoshevsky. The Discovery Channel is picking him up. Big news for the Jersey boy, great friend of Rack and Fin Radio. Known Nick for many, many years. Grab that cup, grab that rebel, hang in. Be right back, Rack and Fin Radio. Chloe, I'm telling you, Chloe, you are going to be on the bass fishing professional circuit. I have no doubts. Be right back, Rack and Fin Radio.
When you need to know, it's WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So I used the savings from switching to Progressive 30 years ago to buy tickets to the championship game. You know, between those two teams that didn't exist 30 years ago. Yeah, I'm a big Alaska Palm Trees fan. Which is a team now? In the future?
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep the facility running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccup. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo, and Maria in Miami, Jules in Minneapolis, and Stan in Central Indiana. Taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with experienced branch staff at over 250 locations so you get the product you're looking for. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Well, man, the season is going full tilt. But yeah, I get a press release saying, wow, wow, it is happening. I knew it was going to happen. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Seems Jersey angler Nick Honoshevsky, fishing writer for what now? Going on 25 years, if not longer, has been around. Host of Saltwater Underground. Saltwater Underground is now going to be picked up, trial basis from what I understand, on Discovery Channel. Tomorrow and then next Sunday. He's going to be airing at 5:30 a.m. Happened to catch Honoshevsky. Check it out. He was on a beach. Call him. He's on a beach. Right now he's behind the dunes so he doesn't lose the signal. Very proud of Nick. Known him for a very long time. His work ethic, his drive. He's in the majors. He is in the majors. It's been a long road through some tough times, especially Sandy and post-Sandy. But he's here joining us on Rack and Fin Radio. I want him to tell his story because he can do it, and he has a great philosophy. Life can suck, but keep at it because there's always light at the end of the tunnel. You will get there. Nicky, I like your philosophy, brother. How you doing?
What's up, Pags? How you doing, my brother?
So I won't say the beach, but you're behind the dunes right now, right?
Yeah, you're cutting into my surf fluke in time.
Well, that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. Hey, listen, I was with you from the way in the beginning when you started at the Fisherman Magazine, and here you are getting picked up by the Discovery Channel. Nick, go into that story, the long road. You went from single A ball, you're in the big show now, little brother. How do you get there?
Well, you know me, man, hard work, just following the passion. You know, I started out the Fisherman Magazine and then went down to be the editor at Saltwater Sportsman, right. And throughout the last 24 years now, just been writing for everybody. And then, started getting into the TV side of things. I hosted a show on NBC Sports with Sport Fishing TV, and then hooking up with Nick and Mariko on the World Fishing Network. And then right. I decided to go out on my own and do have total creative control over it, which is now Saltwater Underground with Nick Honoshevsky. So I'm stoked, man. I just putting the show out there. It's the everyman show is what I wanted to produce. So
absolutely. Well, Nick, let me ask you this. Again, I've been in the industry, not on your end that much, but from other ends where, you know, you're working with a lot of people, put together a production. And when did you decide, like, screw that, man, I want to have control. This is my oyster. This is my you know, professional destiny. Because with the show with the girl Marika, that was a fun show. Especially, I'll never forget that bluefish episode where the kid was seasick. She caught her fish, but
and you everybody got seasick.
Right, you guys,
my buddy's sharp.
And you guys kept plugging along. And I watched the shows from California. Very interesting. You incorporated nature. You know, you had whales there and stuff. But Nick, when did you decide I want to be my I want to be master of my own destiny? I have to get dramatic, people, but that's what the guy did. I can't say kid anymore, Nick. He's up there. I want to be master of my own destiny. When did you decide that, Nick?
Truth is, like, you know, when you wake up one day and you're like, all I got to do is put the time, effort, and you know, and elbow grease into it, and I can do my own thing. I'm like, why am I waiting around for other people to contact me to become a host of a show or this or that? I said, why don't I just go do this? Mm-hmm. Why don't I use my skills, you know, my connections in the, not connections, but just, you know, people I know in the industry,
sure,
to try and convince them to jump on board with my show the way I want to do it. And it's about not waiting around to let it happen. Like, I was just like, screw this. Like, why aren't I doing this myself and just going out and getting it done? And this is our third season now that we're filming, and every year we're picking up new sponsors. Like, for instance, we just picked up Ron Z Lures and Chatter Lures this year, you know, and our sponsors
are Grundy,
Shimano, Bubble Blade, Savage Gear, Grumpy's, Fisherman Supply. Yeah, so it's cool. It grows and grows. But the thing is, I just decided I'm going to do this. You know, I'm going to make it happen myself. I'm not going to wait around for anyone to tell me that I got to host this or I got to act this way. I can act any way I want on my show, and that's
right.
Why I'll have total freedom and creative control, and it's awesome. You know?
And Nick, that's one of the reasons, listeners, that this TV show is very exciting. It's, as Nicky said, it's every man's show, every woman's show that likes to fish. You know, it's not just these faraway places, which are fine now and again, you know, but you see the beach, the party. You don't have a boat. You can fish from the beach. There's shows from the beach, from the piers, from the jetties, from party boats, from charter boats. So, Nick, everyone has a feeling of getting involved. But I have to ask you this. you're wearing and are going to continue to wear a lot of hats, dude. How do you switch heads? Hats? How do you keep it going?
No, brother. That's like the great misconception. Everyone's like, oh, man, you live the life. Oh, it's so easy. You know, like, oh, you got a cool show. You do it too. Dude, I'm working 70 hours a week, like nonstop. Even when I'm not working, I'm working because you're thinking about working, because you have to wear every hat from hosting to producing to selling the ads to marketing to media, every single thing to the editing. Like I hire my boy Ryan Samalchik of Numbskull Surf, and he does all the camera work and the editing, but we work on that together. So he's my one production guy, and we just get the stuff together, you know. It's a hustle, it's a grind, but I love doing it. And like you touched on, the Every Man and Every Woman show, I get so many emails and DMs on Instagram saying, we really love your show, like from women, from kids, from teenagers, from, you know, men saying, we love your show because it's so relatable. It's like, you know, I'm not like talking down on anyone. I mean, not like some shows are maybe a little more pretentious, I guess, or so far out.
No, you think so?
And go, you know, go for Giant Trevally. You know what I mean? But you know, like I'll fish on local charter boats, local party boats, the surf, the piers, the docks, anything that's accessible for everybody, because fishing shouldn't be regulated just for elite, super rich people. You know what I mean? It's like I have access, and I want to show that access is always available, especially in New Jersey. There's so many opportunities in New Jersey to go fishing.
Listen, join us online is Nick Honoshesky, host of Saltwater Underground, which is going to be airing two shows coming up tomorrow and next Sunday on the Discovery Channel. Back to Ryan Samalchik. Nick, I don't know where you found this guy, but his work is stellar. And I've been around a lot of production, Nick. You know that.
Good. Awesome.
How did you guys hook up?
So he actually, when I was doing an online show with Tackle Direct at one point, which was still Saltwater Underground, but it was an online version. He was one of the extra camera guys one day. And he's a young gun, man. He's only like 22 years old or something,
right.
23.
Yeah.
And, he, you know, his background is surfing photography. So this dude is not afraid to jump in. You know, we're 60 right? miles offshore. We were filming a tuna episode. And he's diving in with, like, sharks around and, like, tuna. And he's just swimming and he's floating away. He's like, no, I'm good. We're like, you good, dude? He's like, yeah, I'm good. And then he's not afraid to jump in 45-degree water off the Atlantic Highlands in 4-foot swells in a, you know, 3M dry suit, you know?
Right.
And we're like, dude, you okay down there? He's like, yeah, I got to get this shot.
Listen, you're hearing, the essence of the excitement and realism of Saltwater Underground. There's some great shows out there still. And it's all about Jersey with a great host, Nick Honoshesky. Well, Nick, we're going to be up against a hard break. Can you hang in for another segment? I want to get more into the episodes and more about this Discovery thing happening. And where do you see it going, Nick? This is like the stairway to heaven, man, in a good way. People, grab that cup, grab that Rebel. We'll be right back with Nick Honoshesky. He's behind the dunes on a beach. I'm messing up his surf fluking trip for the morning, but we'll be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
The WPG Talk Radio app is your connection to South Jersey's talk station. Get free, unlimited local and statewide news from New Jersey's largest radio news team. Download all of our local shows as podcasts and more, powered by Ambient Comfort. For installation to repairs and maintenance, give Ambient Comfort Heating and Cooling a call today at 856-213-6586. AmbientComfortNJ.com.
We get it. You're not going to work just anywhere. You're smart, you're ambitious, and you want to help others. You want a place where you can thrive, feel fulfilled, and have an opportunity for growth, all while making an incredible living. Right now is the perfect time to join the team at Town Square Media as a marketing consultant. Join one of the fastest growing digital companies in America, where you get to help build client solutions with real local influencers and sell brands like TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube. If this sounds exciting to you, let's have a conversation. Our comp package is amazing, with unlimited earning potential, including base salary, mobile phone, auto expense, 401k match, trip incentives, and more. If you're competitive, driven, and have the ability to communicate great ideas, we'd love to hear from you. With digital advertising expected to double over the next 3 years, the timing could not be better. Reach out to Mike Rubel, Market President, at 609-910-5249 or visit careers.townsquaremedia.com. Townsquare Media is an equal opportunity employer.
We're Townsquare Media. And along with the awesome radio station you're listening to right now, we're publishers of best-in-class national entertainment brands like Taste of Country, Pop Crush, and more. And when combined with our local brands, we can reach over 70% of consumers in our community. At Townsquare, all this digital clout puts us in a unique position to help local businesses grow with powerful marketing solutions. In addition to local radio, we're experts at web design and SEO, plus targetable advertising solutions like streaming TV, addressable geofencing, YouTube, Snapchat, Facebook, Spotify, search engine marketing, and so much more. That may sound like a lot of buzzwords, but really all that matters is we can deliver a relevant and ideal target audience to your business with data-informed decisions. No guessing, no waste, and you gain a trusted marketing partner with Townsquare Media.
Take your business to the next level. Call our Director of Sales, Jim McLean, today at 609-910-5247.
Big Wally's Furniture Store. Big, big discounts, selection, and more. Save big money when you walk through the door at Big Wally's Furniture Store. Big Wally's Furniture Store. Living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms galore. Carolina furniture direct to your door from Big Wally's Furniture Store.
Stop by Big Wally's today and see why Big Wally is saying we are the other store at the Jersey Shore with beach decor. Check out their new line of beautiful seashore prints, colored furniture, and wicker and rattan.
Big Wally's Furniture Store. Save big money when you walk through the door. Big, big discounts, selection, and more at Big Wally's Furniture Store.
Come see Big Wally, 514 New Road, Summers Point.
The New Jersey Transit Police Department reminds you that we all need to work together to keep our transit system safe. Report suspicious activity to the New Jersey Transit Police Department at 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. Your attention is our most valuable asset. If you ride the train or bus, or if you live or work near a station, be alert and aware of your surroundings. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. Report any suspicious activity that you see or encounter to the New Jersey Transit Police Department at 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. New Jersey Transit urges you to help us keep our transit system safe and reminds you that we all need to work together and be aware of our surroundings. Once again, to report suspicious activity to the New Jersey Transit Police, dial 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. Together, we can keep our transit system safe.
The city, Atlantic City. It's a fine place to enjoy life until somebody breaks the law. That's where we come in.
We promote Springfield, Springfield Mitsubishi, Atlantic City, because they know
it's a crime to pay more than a dime. Every vehicle, one dime down.
Even if you have credit problems.
We checked out the competition. Sir, how much do we need for a down payment?
Well, 2,000 down should do it.
Book 'em.
What are you doing?
Every vehicle should be one dime down.
But that's only at Springfield Mitsubishi Atlantic City. And they got that credit amnesty.
If you bring home $350 a week, you could get up to $25,000 in credit.
$25,000 with only one dime down.
Even the new Outlander with third row seating?
Yes, sir.
The all-new Springfield Mitsubishi Atlantic City.
In Pleasantville.
They service all makes and models.
SpringfieldMitsubishiAC.com.
SpringfieldMitsubishiAC.com.
New 22 Mirage, 16.4, dime down, $249 a month for 72 months at 3% APR plus tax tag title to qualified buyers.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
We're speaking with Nick Honoszewski, host of Saltwater Underground, Jersey's own, Jersey's kick-ass fishing show. It's going to be airing on the Discovery Channel again tomorrow and next Sunday. We're going to get into that a little bit. But I want to talk to Nick. Listen, believe me, he's behind a sand dune. That's why you hear a little bit of a delay. He says, you're messing up my saltwater surf fluking trip, Tom P. But that's all right. Nick, I want to get into the meat of the programs themselves. You sit down with Ryan or just by yourself, you run it through your head. Like you said, you're always thinking about it. Choosing a topic or topics for the upcoming shows. Hey, that could be really kick-ass exciting. Nah, that could be kind of dull. That can be this. How do you pick? What's the process?
episode on general ideas, but if something really starts popping, like say huge bluefish enter Barnegat Bay in the next 2 days, I'll call Ryan. I'll be like, dude, we got to get this on camera. I mean, top water popping the gator blues or something. So it's always adaptable. It's always fluid the way I'm setting out the schedule. So I'll have a general idea, but as you know, weather and you know, timing and all that doesn't usually work out like 100%. So you have to always be constantly adapting to the schedule that you have set out. But I have a general idea, you know, something that's new and refreshing, but also, you know, it's always about, you know, the fishing, but it's more or less about the characters and the lifestyle and, you know, showcasing what's available out there rather than just focusing strictly on the fish. So you get a whole bunch of everything when you watch Saltwater Underground.
I know, Nick, again, the personalities are great. I mean, you just have a great cross section from, again, the guy from Ween. Wasn't he on your show a couple of times?
Yeah, he's going to be, if when you guys tune in at 5:30 a.m. on Sunday, that's Dean Ween. I'm fishing with my buddy Mickey, fluke fishing him and Captain Pat Murphy from the Dauntless in Point Pleasant. Pat's got his own charter boat now. So we got him on the one episode, and then the following Sunday, we're with, you know, this boy, Captain Al Crudelli of the Bay. we go offshore wreck fishing with crew. Yeah. And you know, crew can find the fish. And it was a sick episode. I won't divulge like the secret that happens at the end, the big surprises that we catch. Mm-hmm. But we start off by knocking those knucklehead sea bass, you know, 5-6 pound fish. And then we end up with some monster fish at the end. So you got to tune in for that one.
Hey, Honey Chef, let me back you up a second. You mentioned the name Murphy. Is that the famous Murphy Fishing and Hunting Clan up there around Tom's River?
Oh, the one and only, the whole Murphy clan. It's Pat, you know, Virginia, Gene.
Hey, listen, do you see something? Do you see the size of the? Do you see the size of the deer Virginia shoots? Oh!
Yeah, it's just like they're trophy deer, man. That's all great swamp, a lot of great swamp. Yeah.
Well, Nick, let me get onto this because I thought about it and it just came. I said, man, I remember thinking about that. I met Justin. He, you know, he's always in my fishing reports. It seems it was with Willie on the Dauntless, and I said, that's a miniature Honoshevsky. I said, Honoshevsky must have been like that when he was a kid. The kid's amazing. Who was the high hook, Willie? Who was
the so muddy all the time? Yeah.
I said, Willie, who was the high hook? Justin Murphy.
He's in the mud.
Yeah, it is amazing. Well, Nick, picking your areas now, you go from, I guess, up there, Raritan Bay to Cape May. Any Delaware Bay shows in the work?
I have been in talks with some of the guys down there to do some of the bay fishing. We wanted to jump on that black drum run, but it happened a little too late for us to do that. But, yeah, whatever's happening, we're going to have – I'm telling you, it's all up and down every single locale Jersey we're going to be fishing at some point during one of the seasons. And, you know, we're not going to be giving up, blowing up spots or anything like that. Right. It's just going to be like showcasing the fishing. So you know how it goes. But, yeah, we will be eventually in Delaware Bay for an episode. No doubt about that.
Joining us on the Rack of In Line this morning is Nick Honoshevsky, host of Saltwater Underground, being picked up by the Discovery Channel. It's going to be an episode tomorrow, 5:30 a.m., and also next Sunday, 5:30 a.m. Set your DVRs. Well, Nick, back again to the show itself. Expanding from here on, the Discovery Channel, just a next step in your meteoric rise. What's the dealio?
Well, show-wise, hopefully, I'm going to be talking with Discovery Channel in 2 weeks on next year's run. So we're going to have Discovery Channel, then airing also on Sportsman's Channel, which we normally have been doing. And then the reruns always go on Waypoint TV and my YouTube channel, Saltwater Underground there. But ideally, I want to build a brand. Like, everyone's got these big brands that are, like, you know, all around the world with, like, really bright T-shirts and stuff like that. Like, I'm building a brand of, like, underground stuff. So, you know, something that's a little more raw and real with right now I got T-shirts and beanie hats. But I just want to put that brand around. I want people to feel pride when they wear a Saltwater Underground hat. And it's, you know, it's like if you wear that, there's a reason why you got that hat and shirt. You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
It's like you're representing, like, a real lifestyle. And,
So I eventually want to put out some cool, not a huge clothing line or anything, but just some cool stuff that people can wear that's practical and you feel proud of wearing it. So that's kind of what I want to do a little bit is merchandise, just a little bit.
So and now, listeners, now
I have so many people ask me, when do you got hoodies?
Right. Besides the TV thing, now he's getting into the clothing and merchandise. Honest Chester, you're going to explode. You're going to wake up one morning, your head's just going to come.
Yeah,
Nick, what about, have you thought about this?
Hire a couple ad guys.
Speaking about, again, the merchandising advertising thing, has it come to the point, Nick, where you are now still knocking on doors, always proud of your product, or is it reached a point where you're doing that, and now the manufacturers, advertisers, sponsors are coming to you? Is it still a 50-50 blend, or how's it working out?
If anyone knows anything about ad sales or sponsorship sales, it's always a new challenge every year. You know what I mean? Because dynamics change. But the good thing is my past sponsors, they just go, yep, we're in again. So I'm stoked, you know, because these guys, the big boys, big players, you know, like Shimano, Grundens, Bubba, all those guys, they're just like, yep, count us in again. So obviously I'm doing something right that translates to their bottom line, I guess, you know. But no, I'm always selling, man, because anyone who's interested or knows anyone interested that might be sponsoring, I can give them details if they DM me, you know, and whatever. So it's always selling is what it comes to. But
right. Yeah, that's basically it. Well, Nick, but you know, I can't believe this episode. We're already timing out. Nick, let me ask you this, just to share. You've been upfront always when you started. I remember way back when. Did you ever hear that? I heard this song coming out. Okay, I'm 100,000 years old. A horse with no name. I remember Honda Chefs. I met him. He was a Jeep with no roof, hood, or windows or doors. But Nick, from your humble beginnings, up through now, you see, especially with YouTube, Nick, and these all the social media stuff, it seems that and you know it's always great to have a dream. A lot of guys and some gals, we're gonna have a fishing show. They have to realize really what's involved. What kind of advice, a tip here and there you can give them? Besides, keep going, keep trying. It's not as easy as you think. It's not as easy. I have a YouTube channel there. I'm a star, Nick. It's a lot of work involved, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a totally different echelon that a lot of people don't realize because of the easiness to be like a social media celebrity. It's just easy because that you're in total control of, which has its absolute benefits. And there's nothing really wrong with that. But when you get to network TV and big boy stuff, it's just a different level completely. Because you're talking big business, you know, and it's true business and you got to work at it every single day. It's not like I have like a chance to just be like, oh, I'm going to put a YouTube video up now. It's like you're on deadlines. You're selling every day because it costs a lot of money for production and for network costs. So this isn't something where you're just like, oh, here's $1,000, you know, I can invest in YouTube. It's
right.
You're selling a lot of money. So to make it happen, and it's a hustle. So, but anyone who wants to do it, just keep making connections in the industry, keep meeting people. Don't be afraid to ask questions from people that like you want to learn from. And the greatest thing about social media is you can reach out to people now. Like if anyone wants to DM me, I just had a kid the other day ask me, he goes, you know, how do I make my YouTube channel better? And I gave him some, you know, some tips and tactics.
Nice.
And, you know, he's like, hey, what should I do? What should I focus on? You know, so I'm always willing to help anybody who wants to learn and be serious about it. And, any help I can give anybody, they're always welcome to reach out to me.
Listen, I tell you, a class act. I've known Nicky 100 years, it seems. Well, not maybe 80 years. And he's always been the same. But big question from my end, Honoshevsky. When is there going to be saltwater underground, let's say, brackish water white perch ice fishing show? Oh, Collins Cove.
Hey, brother, believe me. You know, it's so funny. It's saltwater underground. But you know me with ice fishing, man. And freshwater fishing, too. Don't count me out with that. But ice fishing, I'm like an addiction, you know, is an addiction for me. So I definitely want to do an ice fishing show. And if the budget's there, like I'll film it this winter, no doubt about it. But don't count me out, brother. You know I got sweet water in my veins, too.
Oh, boy. Okay, Honoshevsky and Chris Leto on Oxford Furnace Lake there in Warren County. The Muskies have no chance. Oh, God. Oh, God, there goes one of my spots. And the question, so from when you decided to make the jump, from when, you know, you got involved with YouTube, the Saltwater Underground, I remember you had that launch at the, yeah, one evening at the AC Boat Show to hear. A lot of tears, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, rather, going into this. But as you say in your press release, you never give up. There's always light at the end of the tunnel. It may seem like a suck position right now. Nothing's working out. But, Nick, you're a testament to keeping it going, keeping that train on the track, staying focused and getting it done. And here you are. Very proud of you.
Being very proud is honestly... the people fuel me, and I'm not just saying that to be like facetious or because it seems like the right thing to say. I freaking love when people email me or reach out to me and say, man, I love the show. And every single one of you listeners that has emailed me, man, I love it. And it drives me. It makes me realize I'm actually changing people's way they think. I'm putting a little bit of happiness into their day. And that means everything to me. If I can motivate someone to go fishing, take their kid or their husband or their wife fishing and just get out there for the first time or for the millionth time, whatever it is, you know, just to inspire people. And when I get feedback from everybody,
that's
that blows my mind. It's that is the payoff. I could give a rat's butt about any kind of money that comes in. It's the feedback I get from people that love the show that really, truly drives me to make more episodes.
Okay, next. Well, Nick, it's been a crazy, you know, couple of years with COVID. And I noticed I was just up. Shout out. That's at the Hook House up there on 37 and Tom's River, just going over, before going over the Seaside Bridge, that more and more people are fishing. It's been a tough couple of years with the COVID, you know, being, confined, quarantines, all this other stuff. So, Nick, I mean, your advice, get out and enjoy it right now. Have fun. Get out on the water and just have a good time. Correct?
There's no other better way to say it than that. Just because, you know, everyone's been cooped up for 2 years and all that. And who the heck knows what's going to happen in the future? So do not take any day for granted. Get out and go fishing. And for some reason you can't fish or anything, you know, you can be inspired by watching your favorite shows online or, you know, hint, Saltwater Underground on Waypoint or my YouTube, you know, just to inspire you. Get it done, you know, like that's what I want to do with my shows. If you can't be out fishing, you might as well be watching fishing in your local waters. And that's really what I want people to do. So get out, be inspired, and go fish.
Okay, we're saying it on the air right here, breaking out. Honest Jeff, you know, I'm going to sandbag him because I am the sandbagger. Nick Ware, like the football players do with the jerseys, we're going to be trading caps. What do you think? Rack and Fin Radio cap for a Saltwater Underground cap? Dealio?
Only if you're on one of my episodes, Pags. That's all I ask.
What do you want? Your ratings to plummet, Nick? Come on, man. I have a face for radio. That's why I'm in this little studio.
Right. That's a fact. That's a scientific fact.
Okay, Nick, real fast now. Let's go on. When is what station? What times? Go. Saltwater Underground. Where can people check it in? Go.
All right, so you got all your listeners, tomorrow, Sunday, July 10th, and Sunday, July 17th on Discovery Channel, 5:30 a.m. If you're not up, just DVR it right now as soon as you hear Pags' show. And reach out to me with any questions on my Instagram, at Nick Konashevsky. And check out the YouTube channel or saltwaterunderground.com. Check out everything you got there.
Nick, great to have you back on Rock and Fin. Very proud of you, little brother. I've watched you rise through the ranks. I've watched you sweat.
Thank
I've
you,
watched
Tommy.
You crazy. You kicked ass, but I expected no less. He's Honoshevsky.
You're the best, brother.
From Huntington County, Kapulong Creek, Spruce Run Creek, yeah. Spruce Run Reservoir. I've seen you.
I gotta go catch some fluke.
See you, Nick. You take care, brother. Best to Emily.
Tommy, thank you.
See you, brother. Yeah, Nick, I'll get back to his fluke fishing. Yeah, he says, bags him on the beach. I won't say the area, but he's an ace flighty from the Sandmaster. But I said, come on, Nicky, yell me, man. Discovery Channel. Check it out. Okay, people, grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio, Saltwater Underground. Hey, we're trading caps. Get one in the box. Get one. Yeah, I'm going to get them to it in the mail right now. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. President Biden wraps up his state visit to the Middle East today by attending a regional summit of Arab countries, plus Egypt, Jordan, and Iraq.
The big focus of today's meetings is going to be on Iran. Right now, the big concern for leaders in the Gulf is Iran's nuclear program. What exactly are they going to do?
Fox's Peter Doocy traveling with the president. Two people died in Colorado as flash floods rushed through a burn-scarred area late yesterday.
The rain and the flooding hit at a time as we were approaching dusk. Daylight was an issue for search and rescue as they were attempting to perhaps save those individuals who were involved in this unfortunate tragedy.
Greg Nieto with Fox 31 Denver. The Larimer Sheriff's Office says floods swept away a woman and a girl. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. With patchy clouds overnight, the low around 70. Saturday becoming more humid with intervals of clouds and sun. An afternoon thundershower in spots as well, high 83. Then rather cloudy Saturday night, low 72. Warm and humid Sunday, some sunshine, high 85. There could be a late day thunderstorm. Showers and a heavier thunderstorm are likely Monday, high 83. I'm AccuWeather's Kara Babinski on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
That was Nick Honoshesky, host of Saltwater Underground. Check out the show on the Discovery Channel tomorrow and then next Sunday, 5:30 a.m. Set your DVRs. Get it done. Great show. Very exciting. All about New Jersey. Hey, we haven't spoken to this guy in a long time. I want to jump on some fishing reports. It's a week again. Some weather's not the greatest, but the fishing is just out of control. It's Noel One-Stop Bait and Tackle, Atlantic Avenue in Atlantic City, where it's triple banging. Noel, long time. How you been, little brother?
Let me tell you something. Awesome. And blessed by the man upstairs. You can't get no better than that.
Yeah, yeah. What's the bite? What's the bite, man?
Let me tell you something.
Uh-oh.
Between last weekend and this weekend, and it keeps on going, the Royals have been on a comeback. We haven't seen Royals like this in the past maybe 5-6 years. We haven't got a good Royal run, meaning Kingfish.
Yeah.
The Kingfish run is keeping everything alive. And the fluke situation. Some people I love the deregulation. At least you can take something home.
Exactly.
The guys on the boats don't like it too much because they want all big ones. But when there's not big ones, there's small ones, and you have something. At least you have some dinner coming through.
Yeah, man.
That's the most important thing. They have been catching some nice, nice, really nice weak fish.
Ooh.
Weak fish are making a comeback. I honestly think the water temperature right now is like 70 degrees, and it's keeping up there. The water's super clean and green, and the flounder situation, all these fish are keeping everybody on the pullback. Set the hook. Let's keep it going on. But let me tell you, the tog situation, you can't keep them, but the tog situation in Atlantic City, New Jersey, we have some serious amount of tog getting caught. And some triggerfish and sheep's head. It's a special thing. A lot of guys keep it on a low. They have been catching lots of fish up on the Brigantine Bridge up under there. You need a kayak, a canoe, or a boat or something to get up straight up and down, and you can actually catch them. But you can catch every once in a while one off the jetty, but you got to find a spot that goes straight up and down that you can catch them.
Right.
And that'll be on sand fleas, and that'll do with that there, too. So I honestly think we have one of the best fisheries around. Atlantic City is not just casinos. Atlantic City is a fish trap of New Jersey.
It is going strong. Now, well, you have the market cornered, rather, on those sand fleas, do you not?
Listen. I put everybody on those sand fleas. You know why? Because the guy was coming out of Delaware with him, but the whole thing is this. He has a route now, and there's a wholesaler actually wholesaling. So the most important thing is putting everybody up on some good bait so they can catch good fish. It's not just for me. It's for all of us, and we have to you gotta remember something. We're all on the same boat.
Yep.
Because your problems are mine and mine are yours. So
exactly. In this industry,
The regulations, how they read, and the fishing spots that we're losing, we got to get back together and put the whole fishing scene and put some pressure on to get these lot of spots open back up again. But the whole thing is this, but the fishery is super phenomenal. People are coming out. If the weather cooperates, the fish are here.
Yeah. Noel, to the Royals. To the Royals. Fish bites, bloodworms. What's the dealio?
Bloodworms is the best thing going for the Royals. Fish bites is like an imitation to the real deal. If you can get the live, get the live. And if you can't get no live, hey, that's an alternative. But you got to remember, when you use bloodworms, it's 10 to 1, baby. 10 to 1.
Noel, what's the weak fish bite on?
The weak fish are biting on anything pink. You remember black, white bucktail with the red, purple and red
the jelly
tail?
Worm, yeah.
Yeah, remember them?
Yeah, yeah.
They still hit them. And you know what's one of the best things to use? Use a bobber, 36-inch leader, with a 3-aught hook, with a little split shot up top, and a big giant, those bass worms, those big jumbo worms.
That's it, yeah.
And you put one of them things on there. And I think they call it Cape May Goody, Cape May something they call it. But back in the day, this is what they used to use, these old-timers.
Right.
And they used to catch these slammers. That still works.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So use it.
Noel, what have you heard about stripers? Anything at night?
The stripers are still here. A lot of guys, they say they're gone and this and that. The water's too warm and all this other stuff. But Dave has been catching them, and everybody else has been catching them back here. And they're keeping everything on the low, but they catch out the bag now. But the whole thing is this. You're having fun, and I can almost guarantee you rod to bend. Maybe it is something that you like. But your rod will definitely bend here.
Listen, you go to AC, you're going to catch fish. Noel, talk about my favorite place down there, the seawall. What's happening?
The seawall has been producing some nice-sized triggerfish and some tog. Can't keep the tog yet, guys, but they're here in the fluke situation right in front of that fish cleaning station.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
The honey hole.
Okay, Noel, thanks for reporting.
I got some of these jumbo minnows. You almost fillet them, man. That's how big they are.
Listeners, I don't know what he puts in the water, but those minnows come out after you. You open that container, they're on your case. Noel, before I let you go, on the striper bite, is it artificials? Is it spot? Is it worms? What's the bite?
Believe it or not, if you can get some spot, put the spot out. If you can get some worm, put the worm out. But it all works. Those striped bass are not picky. They just do it all, you know?
Yep. Okay, Noel, listen, give that website, Facebook page, go, phone number, go!
One Stop Bait AC on Facebook for a daily video fishing report, and all these things I'm telling you about, I got proof to the pudding. All you got to do is look it up and check it out, because it's here. The fish trap is on, hot and heavy.
Triple banger. Before I let you go, how's the love of your Wilda and the family, the grandkids, everything good?
Everything's phenomenal. Just gave the baby a haircut.
Oh!
The barber came to the shop. You know, you can get one of those, too, if you step up to the plate on a Friday or Saturday, you know?
We'll see you, see you next week, brother. Take care.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's jump it down to Fanatics on West Avenue in Ocean City. Justin, the Mad Angler, is on the line with us. How you doing, Jay? What's happening?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Lock, cocked, and ready to rock. Looking ugly as usual. Getting old and waiting to die. Oh,
attaboy. So I'll start with saying this. Water temps are way down. Everything's been kind of out of whack. So that being said, there's oddly a lot of kingfish in the surf.
Beautiful.
Bloodworms by choice. If water gets above 65, fish bites are a close second. And then, oddly enough, two spot have already showed up.
Whoa. What?
Yeah, spot are already here in the surf.
Oh, wow.
Quite a decent number and decent size, like almost edible size.
Oh, yeah. Listeners, these are the bluegills of the surf. I call them Lafayettes. I learned to chew on those things down in Louisiana. Justin, what about some flatties in the back? What's a flounder situation?
Well, I'll tell you, it's actually been better surf fishing for flounder.
What?
Especially down by the jetties on gulp, bouncing like a 3/8 head, pink, white, chartreuse colors around the jetties.
Mm-hmm.
There's been multiple people that in just a morning they're catching 30-plus flukes.
Whoa. Say an area around 22nd Street, 8th Street.
No. Most of it's more the jetties, north end of the island to 7th Street.
Okay.
And a lot of that's before or after the lifeguards are on duty. But back bay fluke fishing has been tough with all the water temp changes. It's kind of been shutting them down. If you find them, it's going to be under 15 feet of water and clean water. And
okay.
Most of that's either going to be gulp or mackerel for bait.
Okay, Jay, before I let you go, Corson's Inlet, what's the scene?
there's been some fluke down there, too. The water's been a little bit cleaner. But Corson has been inundated with a count of stingrays, too, so that's kind of an issue.
And there goes that.
Exactly. There's been striper at night down there on soft plastics, and I've heard whispers of a couple weekies.
Beautiful. And, Justin, have you been able to get out and fish yourself?
Yes, and it has not been anything good.
Listen, if he's not catching fish, what chance do I have?
Exactly. You're screwed.
See you later, Jess. See you this week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, let's head up. LBI, Ship Bottom, Fisherman's Headquarters. We have Big Mike on the line. Mike, what's happening up your way? Let's talk Back Bay first. What's the dealio with the flounder?
Flounder fishing was pretty good around Barnegat Light. There's been a lot of nice fish. I heard of Greg had 8 keepers in one day.
No!
Just around July 4th weekend.
Oh, nice. What's the hot bite? Is it a squid, killy? Is it a gulp?
Gulp's been out fishing the bait.
Wow.
Pink shine's definitely number one.
Grub, 3-inch, 4-inch?
4 and 5.
Any particular head color?
I like white and pink.
Okay, what are you hearing about stripers in the back towards evening? Anything going on?
Yeah, the guys are catching them on top water. Little soft plastics.
How much fun
Kettle
is
Creek,
that?
Kettle Creeks.
What color on the kettles?
White and pink. That's my preference.
That's it. And now, Mike, what's been happening with the bluefish in the back? They seem to be very sporadic.
Yeah, it's was really good in the inlet 2 weeks ago, but it's kind of hit or miss. Outgoing tide's really kind of been it.
Man, what's going on? And also, now, off the beach, what are we hearing? Kingfish yet? Any sharks? What's the deal?
Yeah, it's been a lot of sharks. Sand tigers, brown sharks, kingfish. A lot of fluke, too.
Wow, this is great. Now, the entire length of the island?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say definitely Barnegat Light's been the hot spot, but
gotcha.
Definitely fish on the south end, too.
Okay, Mike, thanks much, man. We'll catch you guys next week.
All righty. Sounds good.
Yeah, that LBI, man, when it's on, it's on. Okay, be right back. Last segment, Rack and Fin Radio.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
They say to never mess with the classics, but Panera did just that and more with our new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. By using pan-seared chicken, our secret garlic aioli recipe, Parmesan crisps, and pickle chips, all on a buttery brioche roll. Because if no one messed with the classics, you'd never have a chicken sandwich this good. New Chef's Chicken Sandwiches from Panera. Only $1 delivery fee when you order on our app. Restrictions apply. For details, visit PaneraBread.com/delivery info.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
I'm going to get that blog with those little kids. Actually, Liam, 14, and his sister Chloe, 9. I don't know, she's 11. Thunderous, kicking some big bluegill butt there on Pacon Lake in Tuckerton. I'll tell you, That was just so much fun to write about because it brought me, and we still, like I said in the blog, me and the lovely Dee Marie, we'll chase some big bluegills 3 or 4 times during the course of the season. We also ice fish for them. But to watch the youngsters really tee off on these, some of these fish were 10, 11 inches. Those are monster bluegills. I look up and said, well, what the hell is that? Right there next to the lake on Route 9, southbound lane in Tuckerton, proper address is 11 East Main Street. The opening of Empire Fishing Tackle, a new tackle shop is on the game there in Southern Ocean County. He's opening this morning, is a grand opening Saturday, 9 a.m. Join us on the line right now, Chris Topinka, the owner. Very cool guy. Stopped in to talk to him. Man, this guy is a whirling dervish. He is everywhere. His enthusiasm knows no bounds. He's going to join us on the Rakovin line for a couple minutes. Chris, congratulations on the new store. You're going to kick some ass, buddy.
Thank you so very much. Thank you for inviting me to the show.
Always. I walked in and I said, wow, it's a small store. I get that. But you had tackle wall to wall, floor to ceiling. You are gung-ho, balls to the wall, man.
We try to carry everything for the fishing enthusiast. Freshwater, saltwater, offshore and inshore.
Now, Chris, how did you find this location?
We moved to Tuckerton about a year ago, and I wanted to stay in my hometown.
Uh-huh. And it's great to have another tackle shop, because people, as you know, except for the mom-and-pop restaurants, fishing tackle stores, mom-and-pop fishing tackle stores, one, two, three people operations, one of the highest attrition rates in the small business. I mean, they pop up like dandelions and die just as quickly. I'll tell you, Chris, you have the balls, you have the moxie, you have the personality. I checked out some of your prices. You are in there, bro. You are in. Congratulations.
Thank you so very much. We're looking very forward to serving the community.
Listen, again, get down here or not. There's going to be some celebrity. No, not me. The Tom P's not a celebrity. There's going to be some celebrities there, fishing celebrities, from what I understand. Now, Chris, let me ask you this. What made you want to get into the retail tackle business? Have you had experience in it before? I'm sure you have a business experience, no doubt about that. Is your forte fishing tackle?
Yes, it is. I've been fishing since I've been 5 years old, and I hope to be fishing at 85 years old. I love talking about it. I love communicating with all the other fishing enthusiasts. And it's just a great community.
And you have the bay right there. You have Pacon Lake, which is trout stocks. You have great bass fishing here, big bluegills, pickerel in there. And then, you know, you have some of the ponds farther out, and then you have the ocean. So it seems like you got a good location there, bud.
We hope to have everything that everybody is looking for. We've got live bait. We've got frozen bait.
And you got a great selection of rods and reels and combo. By the way, who made that rod rack?
That was my nephew.
Really?
He is a craftsman in his own way.
Okay, Topinka, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take that off your premises for a while just to try it out to make sure it's up to snuff. Then I'll bring it back. How's that?
I'll have them make one for you.
That's a problem. Well, Chris, I'll give your listeners new fishing tackle store, Empire Fishing and Tackle, 11 East Main Street in Tuckerton. That's Route 9 southbound. Chris Topinka, the owner, opens today. Grand opening at 9 a.m. Chris, what are your hours going to be? 7 days a week? What's the deal?
Temporarily, we'll be open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
Over this next week, of course, with the grand opening, we'll be open the entire week.
Okay.
Monday.
Go ahead. What's opening time? Was it 9 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m.?
We'll be opening Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday from 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the evening.
Okay.
Friday, 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. And Sunday, 5 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Okay. Again, listen, it's grand opening today, 9 a.m. And what did Topinka say there's going to be from 11 to 3 today is going to be, who's going to be there?
Jersey Girls Grill is going to be serving us up.
All right. And then that's addition to the other celebrity people. Check it out. A small shop, but this guy's loaded. This guy is going to be banging out. Chris, give that website, please.
www.empirefishingandtackle.com.
Okay, because I'll hopefully see. Maybe I'll stop in on the way back up. I don't think they'll have enough food. You've seen my size, but we shall try. You take care, Chris. Good luck.
See you
later. See you later, man.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, opening a fishing and tackle store, retail end. Man, that is a challenge, especially in today's economy. That is type. I'll tell you, I met this guy the other day, and his energy, enthusiasm, he's not a young guy, but he has it going. Good for him. I'm gonna maybe stop up there. Jersey Girl Grill's gonna be there. A couple of fishing celebrities are gonna be there. I think Bobby Urich from Megastrike or something like that. The sense, and he makes some great baits. Okay, that'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio. Get out and enjoy. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement.